I visited the site of the accident and also at the perennial hospital where most of the injured have been detained.
We understand that this is a black spot. What are you doing as the MP for this area?
Yes, you're right to say it's a black spot. There have been accidents before on this piece of area. The major problem has to do with two issues, rather. The first has to do with the failure by the National Railways of Zimbabwe to provide signal lights. As we talk right now, the signal lights in that area have not been working for the past 3 years. And our call to the relevant authorities to sort that issue is foreign on deaf ears, because they said they don't have the foreign currency to maintain the infrastructure. The second issue relates to the failure by the council to cut the grass along the road. As I speak to you, the grass which is there is so tall, probably tall, that if I stand in there, people may not be in a position to identify me. And unfortunately, because of the way our council is being managed, where we no longer have councils and we've got a commission, it has been difficult to really have some feedback from them.
Is the government going to assist the deceased families and those injured?
Yes, I've spoken to the relevant minister, and they've assured us that in view of the magnitude of the tragedy, they've decided to declare this a national disaster, to the extent that the government will have to chip in with things like coffins, processing of the papers and the like. As I speak right now, there's been a tent which has already been mounted at Parenyakwa so that the processing of the documents would be made easier.